Executive Director Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, joining us. Good morning, Hampshire GMI Studios, with some exciting news out of the airport in the state's largest city. Take it away, Ted.
Hey, good morning, Jack. We're excited to announce Avelo Airlines last week and providing twice weekly service, connecting us to Raleigh-Durham.
So, and it's called Raleigh Airlines?
Avelo.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you when you said it. So give us a little more. I'm not familiar with the carrier because I'm more of a New Hampshire, Florida guy.
Yeah. So Avelo is about 2 years old of an airline. It's one of the two new entrants in the market. We started discussions with them back in August of 2020, and they have about 40 cities now that they fly to, and Raleigh-Durham is one of their pilot and crew bases that they have. So they have some aircraft and some pilots that are based out of Raleigh-Durham. Right. So we are connecting into that market, and I think if we can sell the seats, or if we buy the seats, I think they may have other plans in store for us.
Do they follow the line of like a JetBlue, Spirit, competitive, efficient, Allegiant, try and be really competitive on the seat prices?
Yes, they are. In fact, a lot of the executives that are with the airline were ex-Allegiant executives that started their own airline. So they're very much the same model as Allegiant, Spirit, Frontier, where it's a low seat price, but then you have the check bags and those type of things. But I built a round trip for Raleigh Durham, and I put the bag on and the seat and everything else, and it was like $220 round trip between us and Raleigh. And when I looked at JetBlue and Delta out of Boston to Raleigh, the average fare was over $380. So you're still getting a pretty good discount over the other airlines, even with those add-ons. I think that's something that the consumer needs to understand with these airlines is that, you get the add-ons, but, hey, you don't have to buy the seat. You don't have to bring the bag on. So I think it actually is something that is very much a New Hampshire thing. It gives you control, ultimate and local control over what your price is.
Right. And the other thing, Ted, time in a vehicle, if you were to drive, and you can this time of year, maybe not as much weather, but it's going to take you many, many hours. And typically, if you overnight, any of the good hotels now, whether it's a Hilton Garden, Hampton Inn, just to name a few, Ramada, with taxes, they're closer to $300 a night for they're over $200 a night, and then gas you fill up a couple hundred bucks.
And food along the way. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, and food. So everything's expensive. But the other thing is, it's interesting with this carrier now to Raleigh Durham, North Carolina, out of New Hampshire. It'll be interesting if it sort of creates more business. What I mean by that is, you look at what the Florida flights have done for New Englanders who use Manchester-Boston Regional Airport to go down to places like Orlando, Fort Myers, different airports, and you look at, how many people have actually bought a property down there or spent more time. And Raleigh is a very, and has been for years, up-and-coming kind of semi-retirement, good place to have a second home, good place to retire. So I think you might have another hub going here.
I agree, and the airlines have looked at Raleigh as a second area. I mean, it is a big Delta market as well. American hubbed out of there for a little while, but you're absolutely right. Raleigh is a whole research triangle because it's Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Cary, North Carolina are all wonderful cities, all right there. It has been a booming metropolis. Right. It's the home of the Carolina Hurricanes, for crying out loud.
There you go.
So it could be the Eastern Conference opponent of the
you're
Bruins.
Right. You're right.
They're out of Raleigh. The Carolina Hurricanes are not out of Charlotte. They're out of Raleigh.
Well, great.
It's a professional sports team. There is a business connection between New Hampshire and the Research Triangle Park with all of our life sciences and all the research that is being done between two world-class medical schools at UNC and at Duke. So there are certainly cultural ties as well as business ties between the two regions.
I love it. And the way the Bruins are playing, you'll start to see more black and gold at the Carolina home games. It's like the other day against Minnesota Wild on Sunday. You could see a whole section of Bruins fans in Minnesota. All right, thank you, Ted. Great work adding more flights, more options, more carriers to Manchester-Boston Regional Airport.
Well,
not surprised.
And Jack, I'm sorry I'm a little bit late, but I'm out here in Chicago. I'm working the airlines here. We have it's one of our air service conferences, and I've got 10 airline meetings, and meeting with four new airlines, as well as five new airlines and our five incumbent carriers. So no rest for the weary. We want to keep pushing.
All right. Thanks, Ted. Ted Kitchens, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Jack.